I'm Jeffrey Freiman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. The real inauguration of Weill Concert Hall at the Green Music Center isn't until September. This was a working rehearsal for the symphony, but as conductor Bruno Ferrandis told me before they started, the audience was there for a reason.
That's the first time we'll have bodies, so that's the first time we'll have really true feeling about the color of what we produce. So it's very important, makes a difference because of the absorption. And I've heard all sorts of very positive commentaries from the small audiences that we have had, saying that the sound was so clean and so beautiful in that hall.
They've been conducting acoustic tests as the hall has come into shape. Before the orchestra got started on Thursday, acousticians fed three short test signals into the space, sweeping through frequencies, so they could analyze the effect of those bodies sitting in the 1,400 custom-built wooden chairs. Acoustician Larry Kierkegaard says they've also been making tests with other performing groups of different sizes and styles of music.
There are various ways of changing the acoustics in the room. We cannot make it any more reverberant than it is for the jazz ensemble. We had a lot of banners to just dry up the sound and give it the sense of focus that it needs to have in a concert hall. And just coming to understand the personality of this room. You just ultimately you have to listen to the room and ask it the questions, and it'll tell you. Right now, it's smiling a lot.
Bruno Ferrandis did say one thing they were still tweaking was the positions among instruments so the players could hear each other better. But he was excited about getting more familiar with their new home.
Moving to the Green Music Center, the Weill Hall, is like suddenly you'd be given a Stradivarius. So what do you do with it? Sometimes it's very hard to have Stradivarius between your hands and you don't know how to make it ring and sound. That's exactly what the feeling is tonight.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.